Ava Evening Part 2. Yes, so it was an awesome night. The mayhem was brought by Horvath. I remember asking him how you pronounce his name. Is it like Vath and Darth Vader? Or is it like Veth? And I can't remember the example I used, but yes, Horvath.
Horvath.
Oh dear. Yes. So apart from Tom Waits, there was awesome music. He played a lot of my requests, and he played a lot of everybody's requests. He always does. He's awesome like that. And he played Lulu, Boom Banger Bang. And I was actually in the kitchen doing some toasties at the time, and I was twirling around and just loved it. And then he played my request, which was straight after that song. So I was just twirling and dancing, and then he played Phil Collins or Genesis, Jesus, He Knows Me, which I just love. It's such a cool song. And so, yes, so I went from twirling to just rocking out to that song and singing at the top of my voice. So, yeah, that was awesome evening. I always end up dancing at least 3 times, probably at least 5 times during Tiger's show. Yeah, so if you didn't catch it, and why you wouldn't, I don't know. grab the podcast. It's out now. I'm going to grab it and chuck it on my page, on my Twitter page. So it'll be there, and you may have it. You can have it all. Yeah, so excellent night. Great conversation. Whew, just from Wombles to Epitaph, which is a New Zealand series that used to be on, which I didn't watch. I just at the time thought it was a bit morbid, but I'm actually quite interested in it now at this stage of my life. I'm old. Yes, so I might catch that sometime while we talked about sad, tragic songs, which lead to sad, tragic movies, and mine all-time one would be Watership Down. That just traumatized me as a child, and Tiger suggests I read the book, so I might do that one day. And I'm out of time again.